you saw the weapons that they're using, the ammunition they're using, I think you'd agree that most of the effort is indigenous. It is true they're getting communist, Chinese communist mortar shells in over the border, but not very many. And they're still using literally handmade weapons. We've captured three what they call arms factories in South Vietnam, which are simply hand-operated lathes that shape pipe to be used for guns, gun barrels and things of that kind. So most of the effort, most of the recruiting, and most of the material is coming from South Vietnam. Some of the material from Cambodia. They buy sulfur and miscellaneous chemicals for use in making powder from Cambodia, for example. But in any case, I believe that we will be able to get it under control. It may take 2 years or 3 years, possibly, but we should now be looking to the time when we'll have a normal military program there. Instead, they're proposing fantastic military assistance programs. I think we ought to take 75 to 100 million out of the 65, 66, 67 military assistance programs they're talking about, and be looking to a normal relationship so we don't build up another Korea. When I look at what's happened to Korea in the way of U.S. aid and how difficult it's going to be to scale that aid down, we certainly don't want to let another Korea develop in South Vietnam, and we're well on the way to doing that. So this was one of my major points of yesterday. And secondly, I think that, as I mentioned before, that both for domestic political purposes and also because of the psychological effect it would have in South Vietnam, we ought to think about the possibility of bringing 1,000 men home by the end of the year. I've asked them to lay out that plan without, at the present time, making any decision to
That's right,
put it into effect.
If it isn't in very good shape, you don't want to make it.
Absolutely not. It would have a negative influence. But on the other hand, if we've had two or three victories, this would be just exactly the shot in the arm we ought to have. So they're going to do that. We're having great difficulty on our budget in the Congress. Russell is bound determined to take $1 billion out of the budget, apart from military assistance, and I think they'll take a couple hundred million out of that as well. So it looks to me as though we'll be lucky if we get by with $1.25 billion cut. And he's having a hell of a time doing it because it's a tight budget.
Once you start that means that next year I have to send up a budget with $1 billion extra and take it to the cut. That's good.
I don't know. We may get by with less than $1 billion cut, but I doubt it. I worked on Russell and Vincent myself on several occasions the last week and 10 days, and I've gotten them to put back some of the things they were talking about taking out.
What sort of things they're taking out?
Well, they're taking out planes. They took out $150 million of F-4 aircraft, for example. And they're taking out Army helicopters. They're taking out hard weapons, and I think I persuaded them to put that back. Now, they haven't fully done it yet, but I think they will. And I think they'll take the biggest cut out of construction. But there again, I took $1 billion out of the services construction programs. There's not much for them to take. What they're trying to do is take it out as a symbol, not because the budget is fat. Russell told Doug Dillon that the budget was so tight he was having great difficulty finding places to cut it without doing real harm. But they're just bound to
turn. One man, he's talking to me last October about the aid in Cuba.
Well, that's right.
$1 billion.
Exactly. But it's a symbol with him rather than
what happens is we have to do it foreign aid. That makes our budget thing look lousy because then I have to send
you
a
inflate your figures, exactly.
To take advantage of when they cut it.
Well, I've organized the chiefs to go up there and support it, and Vincent is getting a signed statement from each of the chiefs about the adverse effects. In fact, Vincent is going to try to offset Russell's cuts. Now, I don't know whether they're going to have some secret deal.
This is on the authorization.
This is on the authorization, which makes it even worse because the appropriating committees will try to cut below the authorization. But in any event,
when does this come before? I think Simon. I wouldn't think he'd be.
Simon is for the cut. Simon is for a flat cut.
He's telling us to bomb the marshalling yards.
Well, Simon led the move in the authorization committee of the Senate to cut this.
Well, I think we ought to get the chiefs to say that we.
I talked to Benson and agreed with him that I'm going to get a signed statement from each of the chiefs and myself stating exactly why all of the cuts that Russell's authorizing committee has proposed are contrary to our national interests. And Vincent has agreed to try to offset those. But then Vincent, however, is going to, once he does that, gets the weapons put back in, then he's going to cut the military construction budget, I'm sure. So I'm going to personally go up and handle the military housing part of it. And I have a sort of a New York Times 100 neediest cases exhibit here of horror cases of servicemen living in shacks and things of that kind that I'm developing to show them as to why we need the military.
this to you. But well, it's five letters from the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, sign it in Basley. No, I can't tell you one day or the next. What side
the next day wants to invade Cuba, and he's going to get up there and cut $1 billion. When is it coming up?
Well, Simon hasn't told me he was going to cut
$1 billion. No, but Dick Russell.
Well, Russell has already cut something on the order of $700 million in the aircraft, ships, and missiles authorization. He hasn't yet put through the military construction authorization. But the $700 million he's cut, I've objected to and asked to be restored in conference. And the conferees will be meeting sometime this week, probably.
I see. It's gone through the Senate.
That's right. It's gone through the House and Senate. It's now going to conference. The two bills.
And it's how much below the...
Well, it's confused by the fact that they added $360 million for the RS-70. And then after having added it, they had a net cut of about $500 million, which means they cut us roughly $800 million from what we want and what we'll spend. So that it's that $800 million I'm trying to get put back, or a major part of it. And I don't think I'll be fully successful by any manner of means, but I'd like to get at least half of it put back. And I'm working on Vinson and Russell to do that. And Vinson, so far, has been very cooperative on that.
But nobody enunciated what those cuts would do if they cut 155 and they cut the other.
Well, this is what I'm getting the chiefs to sign. And they're giving
it
to Vinson.
It would become publicized. That's really the only language I was going to pay any attention to, is if it's in the paper. We haven't been able to get any press interest in that, have we?
No. But it's partially our fault, or my fault, because I haven't tried too much. I didn't want to bring too much pressure on Russell and Vinson in the press for fear that it would turn them the other way. Let me try to work this through Vinson, and if I can get him to get those weapons put back, we'll be in reasonably good shape till we get on to military construction. And then I will have to go to the press. I'm going to have to...
But the housing?
Yes. Well, the housing and normal military construction. Very
easy. He's the one who pushed that Fort Gordon. We had to put $7 million in.
That's right.
Will that come out?
Well,
my God, I sure take it out.
I take it. That's right.
Government that Jesus is going. I mean, but at least last year they gave us $500 million more. No, they wanted it. They now tell me the logic of saving the world.
It's just a political problem, Russell. It's exactly. He wants to be known as a
economizer
this time. He's bound to determine to take it out in one way or another. And this is why I'm so worried about it, because logic doesn't have any effect on him at this point. But Vinson may, and Vinson's back is up, partially because Russell cut the authorization below what Vinson cut it. Vinson cut it himself, so that I appeal to Vinson's sense of power, and he may, I think, offset Russell. In any case, I want you to be aware of that. Now, as to next year's budget, how tight would you like me to be?
Well, I think if we're going to have to go through this, I think we just have to, we better just get enough in there if they're going to cut $1 billion to prove themselves.
I don't think they'll normally do that. I fear that next year, campaign year, a large deficit would be a serious problem for you.
And well, they're going to have the deficit anyway, and if we get the tax cut, how much more over this year are we thinking?
Well, in terms of, the problem is that the expenditures lag here behind the obligations, and our obligation authority has risen so rapidly in the last 2 years that this year's expenditures don't fully reflect the size of the program that we have in effect, and therefore next year will be at least $1 billion higher than this year with no increase in the program. Now, I'm inclined to think I ought to try to limit it to that $1 billion increase. And the only reason I'm raising it now is I don't want anyone in the department to know that I have any financial limit in mind. But I can work to one nonetheless.
Well, I think, I haven't seen that. Why don't we put it on the basis of $1 billion at this point? Then I have to get with Kerman and say,
right,
see what he says we can, where that would take us in relation to other budgets.
All right, well, I'll just keep that in mind and try to work toward that. We're doing much better in our planning department this year than last, in the sense of each of the services being far more realistic about their plans, far more sensible. The chiefs are contributing more, and I'm pleased with the progress that's been made. And it shouldn't be too difficult for me to hold to this $1 billion increase. Well, another completely different subject. You no doubt thought of the possibility of Medal of Freedom for Roz, but...
Yeah, well, definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
Very good. I would certainly recommend it. The last time we talked, we spoke of Paul Nitze as a replacement for Roz, and Simon's concern about that. You mentioned you might have Larry check with some other individuals.
Well, I keep getting negatives on Nitze. I don't know, whatever. controversy about them. I don't know, what is your guess, what do you do about Secretary of the Army?
Well, I think that he would not be a good Secretary of the Army, that's one.
I mean, his interests are much more...
Much more in the foreign policy field, that's right. I'm inclined to think we ought to put him in Ross's shoes, even though I think it's going to lead to a lot of difficulties. I don't think the other solution is better. And if he doesn't work out well as Deputy Secretary, I think we'll just have to let him go.
Yeah. Well, we can always
move him into some other field of government.
Yeah.
But if it's agreeable with you, we'll just proceed on that base, and I'll set up the papers and send them on. There's going to be a certain amount of friction, I should tell you. Between Paul and me occasionally, because he's very stubborn. And one of the great virtues with Rise is he and I have been able to talk out problems, and when we come to agreement, we both unite behind the decision and put it through. And this has meant a unity of purpose and a unity of direction that the department has benefited from. With Paul, I'm going to have more stubbornness and more friction. But nonetheless, I think it's the right thing to do.
I'm
the alternative.
I think I might have, when are you going to go ahead with him? I might have a talk with him. Sometime.
Well, we should send the papers over to you this week, and any time that you wish to talk to him would be appropriate.
Yeah, well, he's got enemies all over, but as I say, he doesn't have to go to the Hill that much anyway.
No, I'll keep him off the Hill, except under, maybe he can handle the Joint Atomic Energy Committee and one or two others, but I'll handle all the main committees myself. I have been doing so anyhow. One other matter I wanted to mention to you.
I think I'll talk to him myself if I want to send him on that problem.
I think it'd be excellent if you would. You've spoken several times about the desirability of having a
Exogen 5, 1 minute 50 seconds excised.